You're listening to the podcast dedicated to bringing world-class strategy execution to all businesses. Put simply, strategy execution in a business setting is all about getting things done in an efficient way, obtaining results, and ultimately seeing your company achieve its vision, mission, and goals. Hi, I'm Brett Quinn, founder and CEO of StrategyX. Let me tell you why companies need a good vision statement. Doing business is tough. In business, you'll fail more than you'll succeed. You'll get knocked over at every corner, and you'll think about quitting on more days than you'll be able to count. A solid vision statement will keep you going. It will help you get back up. It will be the light at the end of the tunnel, and it will keep you focused during the toughest times. A vision statement helps a company describe its desirable long-term goals, where it is you want your company to be in a few years' time. Although your vision statement doesn't have to have a time limit on how soon you want your vision to come to fruition, typically I would suggest having a vision that is achievable within 3 years. This is because 3 years will give you enough time to put the actions in place to actually achieve your vision. And it's not too long that the world and economies may fundamentally change, rendering your initial vision not applicable. You also have to create a vision statement with the idea that it's achievable and easy to visualize. If people have trouble creating a mental picture of your vision, they will not believe in it. A vision statement is an inspiration summary or a guide to remind you of the reason why your organization exists. A succinct vision statement can help align all internal and external stakeholders. And this is the important part, ensuring that their actions contribute towards your company's vision. However, writing an exceptional vision statement, one that provides direction, clarity, inspiration, and one that people can relate to, is the challenge. This podcast will be your guide. Before we get started, I'd like to provide this tip. If you find yourself struggling to get yourself into the mindset of creating an amazing vision, do this. Walk over to the window of the building that you're working from, look out of the window, and describe what you can see in the distance. That is a vision that you're experiencing right now. So when you're struggling to come up with a vision for your business, put yourself in front of a window and pretend that you're looking at the future of your business. Here are 4 steps that you need to follow to create a flawless vision statement. Step 1, defining what your organization does. Your first step is to be exceptionally clear about what you do as a company. You also have to stay output focused. For instance, Google's vision statement is to provide access to the world's information in one click. Irrespective of what you do internally to make your vision a reality, the vision statement must only state what you wish to achieve. As an example, at StrategyX, the first part of our vision statement says, our customers will achieve their vision, mission, and goals. This describes what we want to do and what we want to achieve. We will also know when we have achieved our vision because we are able to prove that our customers are achieving their goals. Step 2, defining what makes you unique. After you have clearly stated what you want to achieve, it is time to let everyone know what makes your organization unique. Understanding your core competencies or the skills you are better at than anyone else is the key to understanding how you can stand out from the crowd and what makes you unique. Let's go back to Google's vision statement for a great example here. To provide access to the world's information in one click. Providing access to the world's information in one click is what makes them unique. Listen to our podcast titled Future Proof Your Business with Core Competencies to get a good understanding of how to make your business unique. Step 3, qualifying your vision statement at a high level. One of the most common issues with most vision statements is not the writing quality. Ironically, the main cause of a vision statement to fail is it being too visionary or more like a far-fetched idea that's just not achievable. Do not set an unrealistic vision because most people will be cynical about the concept with no end in sight and they will therefore have difficulty getting engaged with it. It must be achievable and you must be able to say, we have achieved it at some point in the future. Imagine yourself as an architect. You'll want to paint a clear picture in everyone's mind of what the building or vision will look like in the near future. And you'll need to be able to say, here are examples of how we know we are achieving our vision. Step 4, adding a relatable and emotional aspect. By this stage, your vision statement would already be precise. To take it up a notch and to make it excellent, you must have a human or real world aspect to it. This is the final trick. Get it right and you'll have a world-class vision statement to serve you for many years to come. The emotional or human touch will help people create a solid mental image associated with your vision statement. Plus, adding a real world or practical aspect will make your vision more memorable. Let me provide a great example of how this works. Can you remember watching a news TV channel when a serious event was being reported? There will be one picture that you can relate to, which remains in your mind for years because of its emotional or human touch. Remember the fireman who had rescued and was holding the small baby kitten, standing in front of a building that was now just a pile of ashes? I'm sure we all remember events like those. If you add a human touch and tweak your vision statement to say a smartphone in every professional's hand, anybody who reads it can easily visualize every professional worker using your smartphone. Here's one more example. At Strategy X, our vision statement says, our customers achieve their vision, mission, and goals so that business owners, investors, and employees can live a life full of opportunity. Our human touch is this last part, so that business owners, investors, and employees can live a life full of opportunity. Can you see yourself living a life full of opportunities when your business achieves its goals? Here are a few additional bonus tips for writing a professional vision statement. Always use present tense. For example, our customers achieve their goals. Use concise, clear, and jargon-free language. Simplicity is the answer to complexity. Infuse your message with a bit of passion and inspiration. And finally, create a plan for how you will communicate your vision to your employees. Maybe you'll post it on all of your social media platforms and pin it to the top. Maybe you'll position it on a company software portal. Just maybe you'll include it in your staff onboarding checklist so that every new employee that joins your company sees it from day one. In summary, ensure you follow these tips when writing and communicating an amazing vision statement for both your internal stakeholders, your employees, and your external stakeholders, your customers and suppliers. Define what your organization does. Ensure your vision statement meets the test of high-level qualification for making it real and achievable. If possible, explain your vision statement from the perspective of what makes you different and unique from your competitors. Add something that everyone can relate to. Let's finish on the Strategy X vision statement. At Strategy X, our customers achieve their vision, mission, and goals so that their business owners, investors, and employees can live a life full of opportunities. This podcast is brought to you by Strategy X, a software platform that is dedicated to bringing world-class strategy execution to all businesses.